Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care, and I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org. Or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4pm, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Thank you. Oh, there I am. Hey up, Sheffield, it is I, the Trev, making new mistakes in real time for you to enjoy. Everything was going swimmingly, then I started pressing the wrong button spontaneously. Oh dear, I do love doing this show live. Right, so, yes, as I say, it's me, Trev, the aka the Giddy Kipper, because it's part two of our totally random and unscientific end of year chart, which I love doing because it showcases all some of the wonderful acts and people that we've worked with over the years at Diversity Fest, PLC. It's not a PLC, it's a very small community group, and we love it. Anyway, so part two will be numbers 88 to 78, because that's part of 33, obviously. It's totally random, it's unscientific, and I bloody love it. Right, yes, I'm broadcasting live from Sheffield Live Towers right now. What are you doing? What are you wearing? What are you eating? You don't have to answer. Tell me something useful so I can tell the other listener. You'll have to post on Fart Burp, because I forgot to write down my phone number and my email address. If you don't know it now after 8 years, you're not really been concentrating. Although the phone number may have changed about 5 years ago. Yeah, so what are you up to in this grey... I'm in Sheffield, looking out the window, some nice clouds. Well, a bit boring, actually, just grey clouds. A bit sort of fluffy. Right, so tell us what if you do anything interesting this week, tell me about it. If you're doing anything boring this week, tell me about it, and I'll bore the other listener. Only if you can be arsed, though. Right, so you just heard number 88. It was called... I've not played this track before, probably because it's got a really long title. Holly's Third Plus Unexpected Banjo-Related Outcome. Great name, by Jax Rake. And that's your number 88 in this random chart that I ramble on about for 9 weeks at the end of the year. Where do they get these wacky names for songs from? Next!
Hello, I'm Colin Pofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 p.m. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
lovely. Yee-haw! At 87, you heard Good Time Honey by Harriet Rose. Yee-haw! Now then, if you've had a good time lately and it's not unbroadcastable filth, let me know and I'll share the information on the airwaves. There you go. Oh, dear. Right, what's next?
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4pm or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Brilliantastic! At number 86, you heard Stand in Your Shadow by Bungalow Bliss. Next, what comes after 86? Could it be 85? Oh, yeah, you'll notice that my phone's still not playing annoying jingles, so I apologise for that. I might just start making random noises anyway. Beep!
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Put on your coat, your goggles and hat, scarf round your throat, and walk through the door. Check on the fuel, the rudder and flaps, swing on the prop, climb into the seat and fly away. High over the sea, with the mist in your face, your compass is weak, but the sun knows the way. And the green farmland stretching out, and the golden spread of the sand, just you and the wind, as you float down to land. So fly away, just fly. Who knows what you're really thinking, Harriet Quimby? The glory and the razzmatazz, your glamour and their cheers. You are the moment, and yours is the courage. And when you fell, our hearts all stopped with yours. Here come the press, give them a wink, flash your new dress. Hey boys, do you like the mink? Wave to the crowd, take the throttle in your hand, pull back on the stick, break free from the land and fly away. Just like a hawk on the wind, feel the pull of the flaps, the engine's steady thunder, the ground just like a map. A pitch and a lurch, and you're free of it all. But this is not falling, it's just heaven's call. Your glamour and their cheers. You are the moment, and yours is the courage. And when you fell, our hearts all stopped with yours. Thank you.
So here come the press, better give them a wink. You can flash your new dress. Hey boys, do you like the mink? Wave to the crowd, take the throttle in your hands. Pull back on the stick, break free from the land and fly away. Fly away. And who knows what you're really thinking, Harriet Quimby? The glory and the razzmatazz, your glamour and their cheers. You are the moment, and yours is the courage.
Epic. At number 85, Your Lucky Ears. Yeah, both of them. Just heard Harriet Quimby by Gloria Monday, formerly known as Break a Leg. If I was in a band, what would I call it? I don't know, Duke Bellens? Trevolution? It's really hard coming up with a band name, didn't you think? If you were in a band, I mean, you might be, what would you call it? The band. I think that's been done, hasn't it? Elastic Band. Elastica Band. Oh, I don't know. Bootsy's Rubber Band. That's been done as well, hasn't it? Right, okay, moving on. Next!
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
I'm going to do Nice and Mike Sutton now. And it's about Justin Hayward being given some white satin sheets. I know these things. Never been never meaning to send. Beauty I've always missed with his eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. 'Cause I love you.
Fabulicious. At number whatever the next number was, at number 84 in our festive 33 for 2025, you heard Nights in White Satin by Denise Casbolt and Dave Bolsover, and that was from the open mic at Diversity Fest 2025, which we held recently. Yeah, that was just the rough recording. I'm still trying to sort out, it'd be a little bit longer before I sort out the proper recordings and pass them on to the artists. Hopefully we'll play them from their own sites. Amazing. Anyway, for now, that's that. And this is the end of year chart. Totally random and unscientific. Next.
My, oh my. Heavens we grow. It's been quite a while now, and I barely miss you at all. These days they grow as winter, long, cold, and white. Come inside and take off jacket now. I'm guessing you got something to say, and you say I love you, sweet baby. You're all that I need, and I said, darling, you're not what I want now. Then again, I don't know what that is. We painted your place waterproof. Southwest side's green and gray, you'll say. Go away and never come back again. That I tainted your feel for love. But can friendship be worth the while now? Oh, to write this song. Neither friend nor foe I have of you. And patience waits too long. I wanna lie here all night and converse with you. I wanna go right and switch gears to Trestle Hill with you. I wanna string and tune this violin and sing a song with you. But darling baby, I cannot be in love with you. I wanna lie here all night and converse with you. I wanna go right and switch gears to Trestle Hill with you. I wanna string and tune this violin and sing a song with you. But darling baby, I cannot be in love with you. Darling baby, I cannot be in love with you.
Oh, how cute. At 83, you heard Dresser Hill by Lapwing. A cappella. No instruments. You see, you don't need guitars and drums and all that show-offy stuff. You just need the human voice. What do you think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Throw your guitar, throw your piano, throw your tambourine in that bin because it's all crap in it. Or is it? Ha! seasonally spooky. Ha ha! Oh. At number 82, you heard False True Love by Death and the Dancer. I love that bit where I think it's Chris, he's bowing his double bass. It's really deep bass, isn't it? Amazing. Double bass. Who invented that instrument? It's like carrying a flipping wardrobe. Wow. Can't get that on the bus, can you? Right, next. Fabulous. Sitting by the fire, dreaming of the summertime. I think that's what I'm going to be doing for the next 6 months because it's rubbish weather out there. What was it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You heard... stop rattling on about something irrelevant. You heard The Birds by Gemma Gray. Number 81 in our totally random and unscientific end of year chart. Right, what's next? Thank you. massive. And number 80, you heard Look Away by Bit and Whippet. Woof, woof. We should have a show. We just tracks by people that have got something to do with dogs. Bit of Whippet, Doberwoman, you know the kind of thing. Maybe not. Anyway, I've got 9 weeks of this chart to do first. I don't need any more stupid ideas. I ain't got time to do them. Right. Anyway. Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm doing an event in January with 8 acts, including Doberwoman. Woof. And other people, which I'll tell you about nearer the time, because I haven't got it in front of me. Just, okay. So, 2 more tracks for this week. Are you paying attention?
So, lots of things happen to Jason. He starts to grow in confidence, and he has another encounter with Bradley Smead, this time in the school dinner hall. There's a massive queue in the canteen. Josh and Ben are already waiting for me in the music room. They have packed lunches, so I'm still on the stupid free school dinners list. It saves Mum money, but we've got to rehearse for the concert, and I'm just wasting my time here. A year 7 kid in front of me is trying to hide his biscuit in a bowl of custard. He's useless at it. I can still see the biscuit rising to the surface. Ben's an expert. It saves 40p every time. The kid gets to the front of the queue. Mrs. Mellors blinks, her eyelids caked in bright blue eyeshadow. She spots the biscuit and charges him for it. His shoulders slump a bit, but he pays for it, as if he was never pretending to hide it in the first place. I feel sorry for him, even though he's not on school free school dinners. Mrs. Mellors smiles at me and crosses my name off the list. The ham and pickle sandwich looks squashed under the layers of cling film, and school sandwiches are always made with slightly stale bread. Not that I care, as long as I can eat my lunch fast and get on with playing. Mum would have a fit. She doesn't like me eating crap. I put the sandwich, cherry Bakewell slice, bacon frazzles, and a bright blue raspberry flavour drink in my bag, and try to dodge back past all the kids, trying not to spill stuff from their trays, looking for places to sit. The kid with the biscuit heads for a gap between the tables where Bradley Smead and his mates are sitting. My senses are ultra-sensitive about Bradley Smead, developed over years of avoiding him and hiding. I see the look in Bradley's eyes. Bradley sticks his foot into the gap just as the kid is passing, concentrating on his tray. The fall happens in slow motion. There's a loud crash, the sound of smashing crockery, and a split second of silence until people start talking again. The kid sprawls on the floor. Bradley's table erupts into nasty laughter. I know I should stay out of it and go straight to the music room, but no one else is doing anything to help. I go over to the kid. He's trying to get up. Custard is splashed on the front of his coat, and the biscuit is squashed onto it. He looks like he's about to cry. Custard and baked beans have splashed over the floor like a Jackson Pollock painting. I crouch down to help the kid. His dinner is totally ruined. There's no point in trying to pick anything up as I put the pieces of the broken plate back on the tray, getting a gross mixture of bean juice and custard on my hands. Now I'm going to be later than ever. The kid stares at me blankly. Are you trying to lick food off the floor now, Kenny? I look straight up at Bradley Smead. He gives me a smarmy, patronising smile. I stand up and bang the kid's tray down on his table with a crash. This jacket costs 200 quid, Kenny. Bradley inspects a tiny custard splash on his sleeve. Bet your whole house isn't worth that much. Haven't you got anything better to do? Is that going to be your job when you leave school, tripping people up? I say, hardly believing I'm daring to do this, as I'm not scared anymore. Pathetic. I turn away from him slowly. It's not like he can do anything to me. Quite a few people are watching, and a dinner lady has finally come to clear up the mess. The little kid is open-mouthed. I open my bag and I hand in my Bakewell slice, even though it was the part of my lunch I was most looking forward to.
Epic! Spoken word! Literature! It's the new rock and roll! You don't need music. Musicians are just show-offs. We just need speaking, don't we? Well, perhaps there's room for both. What do you think? Anyway, at number 79, you heard Dinner by Anne Grange. And to finish this week, will the musicians make a spirited comeback? Or are they having a week off? You might have to find out next week. At number 78, this.
I'm not going to do an introduction. It's just called Bird. I'm just going to go for it. Bird. Christmas work party. Boss. A hanging vulture hoping the vulnerable will lose their way. Mince pies of carpet crumbs underfoot. Fairy lights flicker. Unwanted wine lips, unwanted goodbyes. I escape to Yorkshire. Try to fathom endearing terms like love and duck, meant with genuine compassion whether they know you or not. Where I'm from, bird is an insult. Translate to piece of meat. I find life in studying. 8 a.m. waiting for a taxi to campus, mumbling half-formed sentences. A man cycles past, strong as an eagle, windspan shadows the road. Peering over shoulder, he gives me a hungry stare. I get dressed for work, sun creeping into curtains, ready for a day making beds. I walk down the high street. Sweepers clear the night's remains. Builders leer over scaffolding, crows lined up on rooftops, silhouettes in the sunrise, squawking walk of shame. Packed pub of mates, ashtrays full to brim, empties cover tabletops, hugging pints to hearts. A hand grabs my ass, heavy I own you kind. I turn to a mouthful of peacock feathers. He asks to wear my hat. I say he's taken enough. You have all taken too much. He shrinks into himself, shrivel baby bird body. I peel wings off predators, take the name bird and fly with it. Thank you.
Woo. Woo, 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 woo. Wow. Poetry rules. Music sucks. And number 78, you heard Bird by Camille McCauley. Poetry, it's the new rock and roll. Right, now I'll play out with some random crap. See you next week for part three. Another 11 tracks from some of my favourite people on the planet. Keep it diverse.
See you next week. And remember, keep it diverse.